attorney running.
And is Khloe Kardashian a single baby mama again?
Also, Neo better get ready to cut the check because it looks like his estranged wifey is dragging him to divorce court.
Welcome to Dish Nation, y'all!
Hey!
Well, okay, Brad, I heard things are looking real functified when it comes to love in these Kardashian clan streets. What's going on?
Oh, man, hey, Craig. Well, y'all know I'm finna tell you it is over. O-V-E-R. Finito. Dunzo. It is finished, y'all.
No.
Yes. Keet, better known as Kim Kardashian, and Pete the Meat Davidson are officially a wrap after 9 months of dating.
No one saw this coming.
All right, Gary, let me go on and pour this to you. I know that's normally your job, but let me do this for you. Last week, we were dishing about how the couple were keeping things hot and spicy and sexy with text messages while Pete was busy filming in Australia. But the sexting wasn't enough. The couple blamed distance as the reason for their discontentment. Now, a source said that the ex-lovebirds have a lot of love for each other, but they found that the long-distance dynamic and their demanding schedules made it really difficult to maintain a relationship.
Aww. Wah, wah. Pete also isn't happy about this. Recently, he was seen in a t-shirt after the breakup, and on the t-shirt, it literally said, "What? I feel like..." He's heartbroken, too.
Wow.
He's heartbroken, too.
Yeah, I feel for all of them. But you guys know who is happy? My homeboy, Kanye West.
Oh.
He's back on the gram with another crazy post, and this time it's a fake newspaper headline that says, Skeet Davidson dead at the age of 28.
Dead at 28?
I appreciate the pettiness, but that
Kanye
was just a high
lit.
Level of dark, man.
Truly, y'all, let's be for real about this. Now, y'all know damn well that this relationship wasn't going to last. It was a fluke.
Yeah.
Do you not think, honey, that Kim did not know that that boy, what's his name, Pete, was going to be doing a damn movie? They said, well, let's just wait till the movie come out. We're going to play like it's long distance, and we're going to say we're no longer in love, which they never was in love. I never saw that boy, Pete, and that girl kissing or having sex. So y'all know it wasn't real.
Wait, Gary, you don't think they were hooking up?
Tanner, no. He barely even kissed the damn girl in public. They weren't doing the good
They were smashing for
sure.
Yeah,
sometimes some people don't have that PDA. Like, I'm not a huge PDA person.
You're not?
Yeah.
Yeah, Kim Kardashian is, honey. She did video. She'll do stuff in the damn public. She did not like him. Period.
No, I don't think it's that she didn't like him, Gary. I really thought that she was into him. He was something new. He was something different. But I think at the end of the day, Kim liked what Kim likes.
Mm. And Shannon, with you being a black woman, you know the saying goes, once you go black, you never go back.
She likes chocolate chip cookies.
Thank you.
This is what
happens.
Sherry said chocolate chip.
She likes what she likes. She tried to go back.
Well, y'all, according to more sources, the end of Keat does not mean Kim working it out with Kanye West. But, you know, the divorce is still on, but yeah, he's got to find another divorce attorney because his fifth divorce attorney just quit the job. Another one. This man has five divorce attorneys.
Six times the charm.
Here's the deal. Kim and Kanye had a trial setting conference Friday, but Ye's attorney, Samantha Spector, asked the judge to relieve her as counsel, stating that her relationship with Kanye West was irretrievably broken, and the judge relieved her immediately, okay? He didn't bang the gamble. He said a cut.
Well, Sherry, the judge did not end that session without giving a stern warning to Kanye that he better submit his financials to move along the settlement, or the case would go to trial in December. And it actually could be a very Merry Christmas for Kim, because if Ye doesn't handle his business, then she could pretty much get whatever it wants when she pretty much gets whatever she wants when it comes to his coins, which I think is messed up because you're rich, he's rich. Y'all don't need anything from each other.
Okay, so he needs to just turn in his financial papers. If he knows that that's going to make
Trump
a difference,
turn
just turn it in.
You know what? Because I'm telling you, Kanye don't want to get divorced, so he's making everything super difficult for the attorneys because he does not want to get divorced. But you're talking a lot of money if he does not show up.
So, Sherry, you familiar with divorce attorneys? Is that a lot of money you have to pay?
Oh,
don't do that, Gary.
Absolutely, Gary. Let me tell you, my first and second cost me a lot of money.
But also, what's messed up? See, doesn't he still have a girlfriend? Like, how would this make you feel that your dude is putting IG stories about your ex and, like, firing attorneys?
The only one he wants and cares about is Kim. That's it. That's who he wants back. Yeah. He wants his baby mama back, period.
He
wants
his baby back, baby back, baby back.
Yes, baby back.
And just when you thought, honey, that was all the Kardashian crazy, baby, we had for you today. Well, honey, we have more. Guess what?
Khloe
Kardashian is a single.
She's a single baby mama
once again, baby. Yes, Miss Khloe is, honey. Now, she welcomed a baby boy, y'all, with baby daddy Tristan Thompson via surrogate on Friday.
Oh, my goodness. But Gary, Khloe also said bye-bye to her private financial investor that she was dating. A source said that the relationship just slowly fizzled out over the last few weeks. The source also confirmed that there's no chance for reconciliation between Khloe and Tristan, but they are committed to being great parents. Now, who this mystery man is, Hoppo?
Child, please, he's some man. He was another basketball player, honey. She likes boys that bounce balls.
Regular people can't get with Kardashians. Like, they're too far separated. The world is too crazy.
Right, a normal
human being can't do that.
But, Tanner, y'all, let's be clear, honey.
You're right.
Y'all, I think that damn new man was an imaginary man, so y'all need to just stop trying to feel sorry for him. Because, honey,
I never heard of him either.
Yeah, he was imaginary.
I think his name was George Glass, to be honest with you. I don't think he existed either.
I don't think anything will work out with anybody with Khloe right now. She's still hurt. She really wanted to work with Tristan, but she knows she has to let it go now. So I just think anything is just something for her to do right now.
And she suffers from migraines. So, she doesn't need another
headache. She doesn't need no headache. Exactly.
All right. Well, we told you last week that Crystal Renee called out her husband, Neo, not for just cheating, but for paying for sex. Now, he said that they were going to work things out behind closed doors, but it looked like that might not happen. Now, turns out Crystal has filed for divorce, and in the papers, she made a big revelation is that Neo has a child with another woman. Now, specifically, the paper said, respondent has recently fathered a minor child with his paramour.
What's a paramour?
The rock
side chick in cursive.
What is a paramour?
It means a paramour is a fancy word for side chick. That's what a paramour is.
But it also sounds confusing, Sherry. Like, you know, do you have one side chick? No, I have a pair or more. Like, you have multiple side chicks. It just kind of grew like the whole situation.
All right, y'all, moving on to something happier, thank God. Real Housewives of New Jersey star Teresa Giudice married Luis Ruelas over the weekend. And, of course, everyone is happy for her. But the focus quickly turned to the jeweled crown and the massive pile of hair on her head. It's really big, y'all. Some followers joked that she was hiding a fellow housewives in her hair or even a GoPro for Bravo to film the whole wedding, y'all.
She's giving me Real Housewives of Springfield vibes. Talking about Marge Simpson.
Really? Do you think that's all her natural hair?
That
gotta be extensions.
Well, we just tell her, you know, that ain't her hair. Hell.
I think Luis is gonna spend his whole honeymoon taking out her hair. You gotta take all that out before you, like, make love.
Yes, you do.
That's a lot of hair.
No, she's gonna bring it all the way down.
Moving along. Up next, Doja Cat has a new look, and it's very in your face. We're going to explain that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
What up? Welcome back, y'all. Looks like my girl Doja Cat and I can now possibly run into each other at the same barbershop.
Nice.
Doja took to her IG Live to show off her new buzz cut and shared with fans that she never liked having hair, leaving her with no choice but to get rid of it.
Wow.
But then she took it one step further by taking a razor to her face and shaved off her eyebrows.
Love it.
Okay.
Now, fans thought that maybe Doja was having some sort of mental breakdown, but she let it be known that everything was all good in these Doja Cat streets.
I gotta be honest, she looks really good with no eyebrows.
What?
She still looks sexy.
I'm down with the no eyebrows, man.
Ooh. She looks great.
I just never know how people without eyebrows feel about things. I can't tell if you're surprised, shocked, or what.
It's amazing, though. She looks so good with no hair.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. That looks great. That too.
But you know what, y'all raving how good she looks. But she reminds me of this drag queen, Miss Pebbles. That's what she kind of looked like to me.
So, Miss Pebbles? Miss Pebbles.
Now, but do any of y'all feel confident enough to shave off your eyebrows, though? Do you feel like you have the face to support it? Because I know I don't. I feel like my eyebrows are a major part of my face because it's so thick.
The makeup artist has to draw my eyebrows on every morning because my hair is so blonde and I just don't hardly have any anyhow.
Yeah, Tanner's an alien.
Oh, wow.
Tanner's an alien.
Yeah. Oh, Lord, y'all. Well, it looks like Irv Gotti is spilling the tea. So in a clip from his recent Drink Champs interview, Irv shared that the idea for Ashanti's 2002 hit Happy was conceived right after the pair finished having sex.
We just finished sleeping together or whatever.
Okay.
I think of the whole track in the shower. I get out the shower, I call my chink. I'm on the phone, chink, yo.
Chink Santana.
We get to the studio. Chink. Chefs it up, the beat, everything.
You think Irv was bitter when Ashanti started dating Nelly?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I think I read something. It just stumbled up on him. He looked up and was like, oh, okay. Suddenly Nelly is walking in his party with Ashanti. No. Yeah, he was shocked.
Oh,
so he's bitter.
Found out like that.
Do any of you guys get creative after having sex?
I clean up, but...
You clean up.
Depending on how the sex is, I'll think of jokes.
Okay. Don't you know? Wait, Sherry, are you serious?
If it's not satisfying, jokes come to my mind.
Moving on, people are weighing in on this very interesting love story shared by the New York Times. Guys, this is nuts. A Boston couple named Stevenson and Sharia originally met on a dating site, and apparently Stevenson canceled their first date 2 times.
What?
Before they eventually linked up in a Popeye's parking lot.
That sounds like a good time.
Wow. You know that spicy chicken's good?
Yeah.
When they hit it off, it went really good. So good that Stevenson decided to purchase a meal for himself at the KFC across the street.
No.
Just for him. Didn't even buy her dinner.
Wow.
But that didn't stop her. Eventually, they became a couple. Mm. And months later, during a trip to Barbados, Stevenson popped the question with the ring purchased by his close friend and colleague.
Okay.
People are saying that she's crazy for dating this man after he canceled their first 2 dates and after he bought food for himself only. What do you guys think? Is
Now they're engaged. What's the big deal? She got a ring.
He didn't even
buy
it.
Yeah, but it's not a ring that he bought. Chewy. So what he's saying is I don't have any money to invest in this relationship.
And Popeye's was too expensive, so he went and got a deal across the street at KFC. Yeah. Like, what if she wanted
Thank
Popeye's?
You. I mean, it's all kinds of red flags.
What I got from this story is that damn friend that bought that ring was his ex-lover, and he knew that the damn man ain't had nothing, and she was stupid. I would have never even taken that ring. If you let a friend of mine let a friend buy me a ring.
He was stupid for telling her that the friend bought the ring. Like, he could have kept that under wraps because you already got 3 strikes against you.
She agreed to meet at a parking lot, y'all. Like, how smart is she?
That's what I'm saying. Well, yeah. You can't take women out to a nice dinner anymore. You got to take them out to fast food. You got to cancel on them a couple times.
Yes, cancel twice.
That's what I'm learning.
You learned it. Hey, City Boys, you guys.
City Boys up.
City Boys up.
Up next, find out how Frank Ocean likes to wear his ring, and it's not on his fingers. We'll find out after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back. So the last time that we talked about Frank Ocean, remember he had a green baby at the Met Gala?
Yes.
Y'all remember that?
Yes, yes.
Okay, well, a little bit still strange, but now, you know, Frank Ocean has a luxury line called Homer.
Okay.
And he just released a beautiful 18-karat yellow gold and diamond ring.
Nice.
Very nice.
Yeah. But here's the deal. You don't wear the ring on your finger.
Oh.
This IG pic that I'm about to show y'all now is popping up right now. It is believed to be Frank. All right, shows what they call it. And see, this is what they call it. They call it the triple XL H bone ring.
Oh.
We're just gonna call it an enhancement ring for men's downstairs.
Okay. A ding-a-lang trinket.
Oh.
If y'all thinking about getting this ring, it goes for the price of $25,000. $570. What do y'all think?
It's a banana band.
Would this make a good engagement ring, Gary?
I think it would make a great engagement. Matter of fact, honey, now I'm not going to buy a $25,000 one, but I'm going to get, they got something that's cheaper, and I'm going to give it to one of my friends. And, you know, I think it would be
how
great.
How cheap, though? You don't want it too
What's
cheap.
What's the mercy was you would splurge on something like that, Gary?
I would spend about no more than $500 because the bastard might leave and go with somebody else.
$500, so. His thing will definitely turn green.
But what I want to know, Gary, is when you put it on, does it make the appendage bigger?
It doesn't really make it bigger, but it's just like wearing a diamond ring, Sherry. It just gives it a nice look, and it's just something that you should be
no,
proud of.
No, but your finger doesn't swell. That thing...
It's like wearing a crown when the trumpet sound.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm. Okay, just forget it.
Just stick to a rubber one.
Okay, it's time for another Thirst Trapping with the Stars. First up, y'all, we have One Tree Hill star Chad Michael Murray, y'all. Now, he's shirtless, mm-hmm. honey, with his mouth, oh, my God, it just opened, and he captioned it,
Lord.
Training Day. So,
hello.
Is this a thirst trap or not?
He's clearly thirst trapping. Yes, he's thirst trapping. He knows what he's doing.
Anytime you see a dude with his shirt off and he's wearing sweatpants, he's thirst trapping.
Yeah.
There ain't no doubt about it.
I like it.
He's trying to work the angle so you can see all the abs and all that good stuff. He was definitely trying to set y'all up for the trap.
Look at that hair around his mouth. That reminds me of something around that and it just looked like, you know, just something, you know, that just got exploded.
Okay, y'all, next up is Gabrielle Union. She dropped this pic after getting into hair and makeup and not much else. And she said, naked and unafraid, the rebirth will be glorious. Is this a thirst trap, you guys?
It's a subtle thirst trap, kind of like in the art house space.
Subtle.
We knew the effect.
It's great. She's
First
gorgeous,
of all,
y'all.
The fact that Gabrielle Union can fit all of her body in one chair like that is just glorious to me.
Yeah, I can fit one leg in there.
I'm going to be honest. I'm still recovering from Gary talking about Chad Michael Murray.
Me too. I'm still the story.
Yeah.
All right, up next, Jonah Hill came to Atlanta for something hot. Wait till you hear where he went and what he got. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, welcome back.
Yeah.
Now, funny man, Jonah Hill was recently seen getting a bite to eat while in ATL. Jonah Hill was seen grabbing the Lemon Pepper Lou Wing Special at none other than Magic City. Now, if you don't know what Magic City is, it's definitely not a spot where you can see David Blaine, okay? It's one of Atlanta's finest dining experiences, which just happens to be one of the most famous strip clubs in the world.
Strip clubs are like going to the Olive Garden.
Okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey,
how good is the food, though? Like,
it's
that's
good.
The thing that's always interesting
it's really
to me.
Good. Good. It's really good.
I mean, I hear the wings are great, but I go for the breasts.
The breasts.
You know, the sad thing about it, we had to leave the club to go eat because they didn't have food at Swing and Riches.
No.
It was nothing but Swing and Riches.
Nothing but they couldn't put salt on it because everybody
just a bunch
was
of
so
sirloin.
Old. They couldn't season it because everybody was too old. They had high blood pressure.
Gary, this feels like an opportunity for you to open your own spot with some men and some
fine dogs.
I know. I'm thinking about that. It would be a nice idea. I would talk to Brad Jr. so they could invest. And girl, baby, that would be cute.
What would your club be called, Gary? What would you name it?
Yeah.
It would just be Richard because they won't be swinging, honey.
Or is it Gary with the T's?
Uh-huh. Or maybe Blackies.
Bye, Gary.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.